Hey guys, Will Durst here to marvel that only 2 months before joining the government in an entry-level position, President-elect Donald Trump has been busier than a bartender 10 minutes before midnight at a Times Square Applebee's on New Year's Eve. He cleverly kept America's enemies on their toes by refusing to commit to moving into the White House. Replacing a black family living in public housing would cause them to break out in hives. Besides, Melania is reluctant to downsize. A large amount of his time was spent reneging on campaign promises. Who would have thought a New York City developer would welch on a deal? Oh yeah, everybody. One of the major refrains of his campaign was locking up crooked Hillary. Now he's thanking her for her service to the country. Lock her up with hugs and kisses is what he meant. Also, Trump now says he looks forward to getting Obama's advice. Probably expects some problems with his Kenyan immigration policies. He wants to retain parts of Obamacare instead of getting rid of it on day one. The major complaint is Obama's name on the bill. And as soon as the country starts referring to it as Trump Care, he'll be fine with it. That whole imposing a Muslim ban thing? No. He's imposing a ban on Muslin. No more imported loosely woven cotton fabric. And he's going to throw up tariffs on Chinese gods, not goods. The eight immortals can stay eternal, but they're going to have to do it on Chinese shores. Ending sanctuary cities? Bird sanctuary cities. Bomb ISIS? What he meant to say is the Egyptian goddess Isis is the bomb. Getting rid of NAFTA? No, he's going to get rid of NAPTHA and switch to liquid gas to heat all his resort swimming pools. And building a wall was a simple misunderstanding. He's going to build a mall and get Ross Dress for Less to pay for it. Huge tax cuts for the rich because God knows the rich need more money? Yeah, that one he meant. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.